Never give up. Fighting till the end, gotta get back up. No time for loss. Fighting till the end, no matter what the cost.
Yeah. Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Keep moving,
gotta get back up. What?
Keep moving,
gotta get back up.
Happy, happy, happy Tuesday. Come on in. Man, I finally got rested after that Fisher Fashion workshop last week. I was kind of wiped out, if I do say so myself. That doesn't happen very often, but it happened. My wife said, wow, you're worn out. My daughter said, what happened to your eyes? I said, I don't know, I'm just tired. But I'm good today, so thanks for asking. You did ask, right? So today I'm going to share with you my process for creativity. I have shared this before, but there is something about this process that I have never shared before. And it dawned on me that you need to hear this. One thing you must do that makes creativity completely predictable, on demand, whatever you want it, it just happens. It's likely you might be doing it right now, you just don't know it, but I'm going to clear that out for you. So hang on for the ride for that one. I think you're going to like that. By the way, it's like creativity just in terms of writing and things like that, you know, writing jokes or novels or things. It's even problem solving. It's, relationship building, things like that. You'll see. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day. Episode 4792. Hard to believe it's been almost 5,000 episodes in the can. Man, that's a lot of talking and it's a lot of listening. Every now and then I get an email from somebody who says, Scott, I just discovered you. Happens every single week. Amazing amount of new people all the time. And they say, I've been binging you for a week and a half. So, my God, how do you do that? How do you binge Scott for a week and a half? But thank you for that, I guess. My wife is probably the only one who can actually understand what that really is like. Anyway, good to have you here today. If you went to the Face Your Passion workshop last week, if you were one of the few that got in because we messed up everything, thank you. Those folks have been raving. It's a couple hundred people. They're raving about the content that was released on that program. I've never done anything like that before. And got to say, it's pretty good stuff. I looked back at the replay. I said, man, this is awesome. It was so cool. The replay is available. If you did register, I sent the replay to you. If you didn't register and you want to see a very cool program that's going to make your life better, just go to FisherFashion.com and you can see the replay right there. I do want to say I did launch the Fisher Passion Founders Builder Program. If you've ever been looking for coaching three times a week, I think this week we're doing 3 hours. Personal coaching. It's a group. Yes, you're with a group, but I'm there. If you've ever wanted that, plus the success path and everything else we're putting together, this is a time. This group is going to grow fast, but for now, it's relatively small. You can't get any more personal than this group is going to be. I'm telling you, it's going to be awesome. So just go to FaceYourPassion.com and check it out. All right, let's get into it today. Don't want to spend my life selling something to you, but you got to pay the bills, right? Got to do that. Can't do a podcast for free. That'd be stupid. Well, not smart anyway. So today, let's talk about being creative. Are you creative? I mean, effortlessly creative. So I have done over the years, bear with me as I kind of build the story here. And the one thing you're going to need to know, the scientific thing we know, is going to come up at the end. Because what's happened is, along this process, I figured this out myself because I've been creative since I was, a kid. But science has studied this now, so we know how this works. But I've done 12,000 plus podcasts. That is a small estimate. I don't even know what it is these days. It's beyond that, I can tell you that. And everyone begins with the written word. That makes my mouth and my fingers the most exercised part of my body. Mm-hmm. My jaw is very strong. It's also given me a lot of opportunities to keep my words flowing and learn to do that. Now, if you're like most people, have you found yourself in front of a screen going, what am I going to do? Praying for inspiration? But sometimes you sit there for 20 minutes and you give up, right? Could it be writer's block? Maybe. I don't know. If you're not a writer, if you're just a casual writer, is it really writer's block? How about procrastination? That could be one. How about perfectionism? Absolutely. All that applies. Maybe it's because you've been binging Netflix. Like my wife has been getting me into Love is Blind. It's kind of a guilty pleasure, isn't it? It really kind of is. I'm just glad I don't have to do that these days. In any case, a simple solution can alleviate the feeling of being stuck. Always gives you a starting point. Now, what is that? Let's talk about what I do here. Let's talk about the projects I do, and you can use it for anything. And by the way, this is not just the podcast. This is coaching calls. This is promotions, events. This is dealing with my family, my friends. It doesn't matter. It's all the same thing. If I need to wrap my head around any project where I got to get creative and get stuff done, I'm going to do this. I'll tell you why it works this way in a minute, okay? Any project I need to wrap my head around begins by capturing the idea. I call this daily awareness capture. You would have learned that if you watched the webinar, the workshop. It's a daily awareness, being aware of what's going on in my world and capturing as it happens. I talk about this often. I learned it when I was on the radio, talked about it last week. But even a 20-minute drive can provide you with a treasure trove of usable nuggets. I just used it last week for this presentation. So I capture the idea. Next, what I do with those ideas, I tuck them away. I put them in a very safe place where I can organize and maybe edit and maybe rewrite someday. I just tuck them away. I grab those thoughts and I jot that note or record a memo or something like that. I put it away. I let it simmer. And I'll tell you why on that in just a minute. Now, when I'm ready to go, and it could be a planned time when I've said, I'm going to do this on Friday. Or maybe it's like I did today when I had to do a podcast because I'm kind of still behind on the podcast a little bit. Been doing them every day for a while now instead of recording weekly. And I had limited time to do it, so I had to sat down and get done. Boom. Creativity pops up. How's it happen? When I'm ready to go to work, I take about 15 minutes the day before, that was last night, and review this list of stuff that I've got, things I tucked away. I toss out what isn't relevant, and a lot of it isn't relevant. Most of it isn't relevant. Most of it's like, what was I thinking kind of stuff. I create a simple outline. I walk away with a sense of kind of readiness, knowing that I'm fully prepared to begin. Boom. Sit down. Automatic and effortless. So what is happening here? What's really going on is we're understanding how the default brain network works. So let me talk to my guys for a minute. Guys, do you need to up your sex life a little bit? Maybe you're too busy or maybe you're too embarrassed to go to the doctor. I get it. You're not alone. Hims is our sponsor today and has really changed men's healthcare with doctor-tested ED treatment. So the process is pretty simple. It's 100% online. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your treatment options that can be up to 95% cheaper too. That's good. So guys, or ladies, your guy, if ED is on your mind, do what hundreds of thousands of Hims subscribers do. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost for your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now the small print. Hard mints are chewable compounded products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. It's the rest period that we all use. So if you work and have to sit down and work, and then you just want to take time off because I'm tired, that's okay. But what you have to understand is work, the partner of work is rest. Because when you rest, your default brain network goes to work. Now, this is the place where you're kind of, you've stopped focusing and your brain just is doing what it does. It's rambling around. You ever done that before? Just, okay, I'm kind of done working now. I'm messing around the house. And your brain's thinking about all kinds of crazy things. Well, creative people have learned a long time ago that what they want to do is they want to kind of capture the ideas and simmer on them for a while. And lots of times, like I said, I do it the day before. I give myself an idea the day before, and then I go simmer on it. What's happening is my default brain network is working on that idea. It's just pondering it, kicking around, not even bothering me with it, just taking care of itself. I go to bed. Oftentimes, I'll dream about things, and my brain is just doing its thing. It's just tossing things around. This goes to that. That goes to this, whatever. And then I walk in whenever I'm ready to go, and I sit down and boom, the ideas are there and it flows effortlessly. Every single time. Last week when I did the Face Your Passion workshop, I may have even told you this, I forget. But the night before, it wasn't ready to go. And I had to get it ready. I didn't have anything to go. I was like, I just got behind on what I was doing. How am I going to do this? So I went and just kind of relaxed a little bit. I got up the next morning bright and early and boom, boom, boom. After simmering overnight, I got it done really quickly. Great stuff. So what's the one secret I want to tell you about here? Creative people know this. They know that it is work that gets this done. Work creates the creativity. A lot of people sit around waiting to be creative, waiting to be inspired to do something, and they never get it done. I'm always telling folks, get out of the vacuum, do some work. But I'm still thinking about it. I can't figure out what to do. It's not going to work that way. When you start having all these little ideas and they've been percolating in your brain a long time, your brain is waiting for the opportunity to get to work. You need to set up a place where you get to work and do it. So for me, I get up in the morning and very quickly, within about 30 minutes of getting out of bed, I'm working because I know my brain is ready. And over time, I train it just to do it. Now, it's on demand for me these days, and a lot of creative people can do that. But for the most part, once you get the idea simmering, if you sit down in a place, a time that's pre-scheduled that you're going to do, this is the time I write my diary. This is the time I write my book. This is the time I'm creative. When you sit down, it's going to work for you. Now, where did I learn this? Well, I learned it kind of on my own years and years ago when I was in radio. I was doing 5-6 hours a day, couldn't prep it because I didn't have time to do that. I had to capture the ideas. But the real thing that happened was this. I had to show up and do a radio show 5 or 6 days a week. It had to be good. If the ratings weren't good, I didn't get my bonus and I got fired. I had no choice but to turn it on demand, be creative instantly when I walked in the door. I did it for years. When I was in television, when I was in film, the same thing. You show up on the set, you got to do it. When I got in this business doing podcasts, got to do it. Got to make it work. Don't do it right, people stop listening. Got to show up, got to do the work. Make sense? Now, let me just kind of get real for you, if I may, for just a second. And I'm going to reiterate this because I kind of leaned on it here in just a few minutes ago. I cannot tell you how many people come to me with these great ideas, very creative, cool people. They've been saving them for years. Never get their ass in a chair and sit down and do it. And then when they sit down and do it, they don't do it consistently. They don't give their mind enough chance to learn that this is a time to create your dreams. It thinks you're so busy you can't pay attention to it. It's not the time to make anything creative now. You can't create your dreams. You're too busy doing other stuff, right? If you don't sit down and schedule a time to do it and get used to doing that, I don't care when it is, how often you do it, doesn't matter. If you don't teach your mind how to do it, you're going to fight this every step of the way. The very minute you do consistently, you will be prolific in what you do. And how do you be successful in what you do? You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to do anything perfect. Perfectionism stinks. You got to be prolific. You got to produce. When you do, life produces for you. FaceYourPassion.com. Go check out the replay. Join me in the coaching program. I'm telling you, 3 hours a week. You don't have to take them all, but you can show up when you want to. Serious coaching. If you want it,
keep moving. Gotta get